Hey, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Happy Tuesday.
It is a happy Tuesday. Oh my goodness. Is it, but it feels like a Monday.
It does. A million things to do, right? Always.
Always. Please help me, God. I feel so alone. I'm just a kid. I can't take it on my own. I've cried so many tears. Yeah, writing this song. Trying to fit in with you. You're tuned into Transparency. This is a podcast from the Aim High Foundation, Aim High Academy of Martial Arts. I'm your host, Dan Sickens, and on the line today, we have a special treat. We have a special guest with us. It's Master Dave Kovar. This gentleman has over 30 years' experience in the martial art industry. This is the instructor's instructor. This is who instructors look for to get guidance and curriculum ideas and just overall development and implementation of new processes and to keep a school running healthy. Master Dave, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to be on the call with you.
Well, I was so impressed when I went to the Martial Artists Against Bullying website that's donewithbullying.com that I wanted to see if I could capture a moment of your time to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so a little background is that, you know, I think the nature of martial arts, inherent in martial arts training, is kind of this: if a child trains in a martial arts school, they're naturally going to be bullied less because, you know, they're going to become more confident. They're going to project out different signals that don't say I'm a victim, I'm an easy mark, pick on me, right? They're going to project signals of confidence. At the same time, because, you know, we're teaching in martial arts training to be respect, polite, and courteous, you know, we're creating another generation of people that are not only not going to be bullied, but they're not going to bully, right? If we do our job right. And so I never thought that was quite enough. So probably about 20 years ago, we started doing a program called School Safe, Street Safe, where we kind of dealt with, you know, what a kid can do if they're being bullied. And I was pretty happy with it. But, you know, it really got to a point to where I realized it's so much more than that. It's such a bigger issue. And so the year 2013, and this is after probably doing, 500-600 anti-bullying clinics and seminars, maybe more.
Wow.
A lot that, you know, that I said, it's time to research. So 2013, I spent that year talking with experts, finding everything I could about the subject. So I want to make sure that what we were teaching was relevant. And we kind of broke our program into four different portions. And one is, of course, the classic, what to do if a child's being bullied, right? But there's other things like what to do if you see someone being bullied. You know, what strategies can you teach a child that they can deal with it if their friend is being bullied, right? And then, of course, why they wouldn't want to bully somebody in the first place. And the last quadrant is a concept called buddying. And buddying is, of course, the opposite of bullying, right? It's going out of your way to do something nice for somebody. And so we built the Martial Arts Against Bullying. It was possibly going to be a project that we were going to go to market in the martial arts industry, but it kind of felt like, you know what, this isn't right to monetize this. We need to get this word out. And so what we did is we put together this program, made it available for martial artists all over the world. Actually, anybody can have the material. You don't have to be just a martial artist. But what we did is we broke the program up into two different ways. Number one is we broke them up into seminar formats that someone can use if they're to bring a group of kids to their place or go to a place where they can talk about this subject. Or we also built it in such a way to where martial arts school owners can drip this information out through role-playing and huddle discussions every class in 2 or 3 minute intervals. And we launched it about a year ago, and we've actually got over 1,400 schools throughout the world that have registered on our site. So,
what did you say, 1,400 schools?
Yeah, 1,400 wow. Schools have registered in almost getting close to 800 actually that have actually added their location to the worldwide the worldwide map. My goal is to create a place where, people can get information that it's kind of, of course, I'm a martial artist, so everything I do is filtered through that mindset, right? And I think we're the first, where, you know, the martial arts is a perfect vehicle with which to give this information out. Not the only one, of course, but is to have any school in the world that wants to really get cutting edge information to their community, they can do that. And then the follow-up, of course, would be to build a site that is targeted towards the general public that they can also get this information as well.
Wow. So that 20 years ago, you were teaching a curriculum against bullying. And by 2013, 500 to 600 different seminars and clinics. And I can only imagine how many people that actually impacted. Do you have any success stories? Do you have anybody who's come back to you and said, oh, geez, Master Kovar, because of this training, I was able to deflate what could have been a horrible situation? Or do you have any of those little like aha moments?
So, you know, it's funny that you say that, so many, and I don't mean to sound like that, but yes, so many, right? And then plus, you know, people in the martial arts business industry have used the school Safe Street Safe, so it's been magnified. But, you know, one example, you know, that I have found is recently I had a boy, this was a few years back, and this is the one that jumps to mind, that was being bullied, right, like dramatically. And one of the things that we practiced in class is that we just practiced having him, one of the strategies, what we'll do is we'll teach, if you're being bullied, we teach what's called the 5 rules of personal safety, right? And they're use your mind, use your words, ask for help, use your legs, defend yourself, okay? And defend yourself is, of course, is a last resort. If all else fails and, you know, you can't use your legs to run away, then you might defend yourself. But so one of the things we do when we're talking about use your words is we'll use various strategies. One of them might be to agree with you. Like, for example, if you're bullying me, you're making fun of my shirt, I go, yeah, you know, it is a pretty funny-looking shirt, but I like it. You know, I just agree, right? Mm-hmm. But another one is just to look someone in the eye and say, you're bullying me, stop. And I'll never forget one time where this boy was having this issue with being bullied quite a bit, and the strategy we had him do is we simply had him stand up to the bully. We practiced a bunch of times, put his hands up and say, you're bullying me, stop. I don't want to have to fight, but if you keep bullying me, I will defend myself. And after that, basically, he wasn't getting picked on anymore. That was that actually, you know, we call it practice the fight so you don't have to. And in that moment, the guys that were giving him a hard time realized that this person was going to refuse to be a victim anymore, and that was enough for them to go elsewhere.
Wow. That just gives you goosebumps, doesn't it? I guess me.
Yeah. And there was the thing. Well, you know, there was another story just recently from one of our instructors was telling us this little girl in kindergarten. There was two other kids that were teasing somebody, and she walked up and she used one of our strategies for if you see somebody bullying, which is step in and take charge. And where you walk in, you say, hey, you are picking on Nancy. You know, please leave him alone. And her mom said that she did exactly like we did in class. And the people that were bullying were like stunned that she walked up and defended her friend by saying, leave him alone, you're bullying him, and walked off with him, just like we taught him. So, you know, kids learn through experience, and sometimes they learn the hard way that what didn't work. But if we can teach them in a safe environment, you know, strategies that work, then they can go into a situation feeling pretty good about things.
Those stories are amazing stories, and I'm sure that the instructors from these 1,400 schools that are registered have their own variation of those kind of stories. Where do you see this technology through martial artists against bullying? Where do you see it taking us in the next 3 or 5 or even 10 years?
So I really would like to see... you know, first off, as you know, we share this common cause. I know how you feel about the same subject, right? And you've done your share of research. And there's a lot of abstract, really good information out there for people. But the deal is, it's not put into an order, a real easy to follow outline that an 8-year-old can follow, right? It's kind of abstract ideas, you know, make sure teach your children to look them in the eye and say no. Or, you know, they don't actually, there's not a lot of places where someone can go and actually get this training. And martial arts schools are the perfect choice, right? Because that's kind of what we already do, right? If someone that doesn't understand martial arts thinks that we teach people to beat other kids up, right? And if certainly we teach martial arts and we teach self-defense, but it's so much more than that. See, inherent in martial arts training, yes, we teach a kick and a punch and a chop and a block. But because we teach that, it really makes the responsive martial arts instructor swing the pendulum to the other side and teach those things like self-control and courtesy and respect that kids might not be hearing otherwise, right? And secondly, because for most kids, martial arts is pretty cool and their instructors are pretty cool, they look up to these instructors and they listen to them differently than they would other people. So maybe the next door neighbor's dad tells them, hey, don't pick on people, and the kid may or may not listen. But when their martial arts instructor says, hey, man, you got to be cool, you got to be respectful and polite and not pick on people, they listen differently. So we are the perfect what institution, if you will, to really, really help to combat bullying. And so I see my goal is, obviously, it's nice to be ambitious, right? I'd like to see our program in every martial arts school in the country, not just martial arts schools. I'd like to see it offered in, you know, either public and or private education as well, because the modules don't have to be taught by a martial arts instructor. They can be taught by anybody.
Absolutely. You know, when you were talking, the same kind of mentality of the martial art instructor that's used to teach these valuable skills to their students, I think resource centers, not, you say martial arts school, I think resource centers in a sense that this is a outlet for people to be able to gain the knowledge so that, you, like you said, you don't have to fight the fight if you practice the fight. This is amazing stuff.
I like that term, resource centers. It's a great term. I gotta make sure to adopt it into my verbiage.
I think it's from talking with you and with one of your main guys, Brian, there that was came to fruition. That we teach kicks and punches, sure, and that's the vehicle that we use, but we're able to impact students in a way that other industries just can't even start to approach on. The school systems are so locked down right now with what their requirements are to get funding that when it comes to anti-bullying and some of these realistic life skills that are outside of the scholastics, there's no time for it. And so would you say that we're able to offer that through our martial arts schools?
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things, like in Sacramento, we offer, we do a lot of community service work, and we're probably, and I couldn't tell you this year how many assemblies we've done. When I said, assemblies, those are that I've done, that doesn't include my team. I don't do as much anymore, but I would have to guess that, since the first of the school year, we've probably, if I was to get all my key guys together, we've probably done 40 to 50 assemblies, probably representing 15 to 20,000 kids so far this year on this subject.
Oh, wow.
And so what happens is that the real issue is that we make it a point when we go in there to first off, because there's a stigma with martial arts training, we got to make sure that the principal and the PTA president, whoever invites us, understands that we're not going to go in there and teach kids how to chop the guy in the neck, right? It's
right.
Not even what we're doing at all. We're going in there. It's really totally about nonviolence, right? And once the word gets out, then of course it spreads. But yes, we are in a perfect position in other schools as well that have been able to use this successfully to connect with the schools in their area to really offer, a service that they're not getting. They're not getting elsewhere.
So let's circle back to something that was touched upon in the beginning of this call, with how to use donewithbullying.com as a martial art instructor or any kind of, let's say, resource center. If they're looking to get information to get the curriculum, you said it's free to subscribe and to get the content. Is that correct?
Exactly. What you do is you go to donewithbullying.com and you register your school. And what happens is, or you register your name, and we give you all these really detailed, easy to follow outlines as to what exactly to say. And whether it be like some people will do these in like an hour seminar format, right? So we might go to a school and work with a group of fourth and fifth graders for an hour, and we might come in and so we've got the outline of with which to follow. So someone doesn't have to know anything; they can follow along, and they do. What happens is they want to make sure they get familiar with the material, right? But it's right down to, okay, ask the children this question, and you're probably going to get one of these responses, and based on responses is how you might go from there. And so that's one real easy way someone can use it. The other way is that we took the same material, which is four modules, like I'd mentioned, and we broke them down into very short huddle discussions they can speak with on a regular basis. So in other words, a school teacher could actually use those huddle discussions every day or once a week in their classroom, and it would work just as effectively. So we're pretty proud of, and one of the things that we've had a lot of experience in doing through the years is, I know there's a lot of things I don't know, but I know how to work with kids. And I know how to put together huddle discussions because we've been doing it for 35 years. And so we've kind of got the formula is that, one of the things is it's never a lecture, kind of like what I'm doing now. So you get a group of kids together, and the first thing you do is you pose a question. And then you encourage participation, and you get kids raising their hand, and you call someone up to be an example, and you let kids role play a little bit in the different roles. And the whole thing is that you always set them up for success by having them have a wingman. So they're kind of like there's somebody whispering in their ear for the child to to know what to say in the situation. So what happens is they get in front of their peers and they practice these skills. And once again, it might be the concept of buddying, okay? You know, what you can do to buddy somebody. And then you have them practice in the school. And you know what's fun? Being good at something is fun. Mm-hmm. And we try to make kids good at this. And so it's more enjoyable, and so it's pretty amazing to see what happens when a teacher will take and adopt these little huddle discussions on a regular basis. How confident their children get in dealing with this issue.
What an amazing thing! You're building people up. You're building up confidence, and you're using a positive force to do that. That's what this is what we should have had back when I was getting bullied in school. You know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know, and if it's okay if I can speak to it, and you can cut me off at any point, but I know from a little insider information here that Done With Bullying needs help. The curriculum and the content is as strong as ever, but where we need help is by getting resources from volunteers, people to get the word out, people to help with fundraising. It is a free service. This is a not-for-profit initiative, and that we need people to help underwrite this curriculum so that we can continue it. I've been in contact with your team, sir, and we're going to be getting a fundraising button put onto the website here shortly. And if it's okay with you, can we plug that? Is that all right?
Oh, absolutely.
So we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for people who want to get involved and help in their own communities. And we're also looking for opportunities to do fundraising around this curriculum so that we can develop it and have an even bigger impact than what's already taken flight. And I believe that with collaboration and working with other like-minded people, we can, my goodness, the sky's the limit on where we can take this.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm excited to be working with you guys. And I think that, you know, it's an idea whose time has come. And I think this is going to have a massive impact on a lot of people.
Well, sir, is there anything else that we can talk here, or should we wrap up and get working on this?
I think we're good. I'm good if you're good.
I'm good, sir. Thank you so much for your time today. I know that's very valuable. You're going to the United Kingdom here shortly, aren't you?
I am. I leave in about a week. So got a week's worth of seminars, and I'm actually got an amazing, I think we've got like 110 Done With Bullying schools in the UK already, so hopefully we're going to build that up while I'm out there.
Oh, well, if there's a martial artist who's listening to this podcast, how can they get a hold of you? How can they lock you down to come in and give an amazing service like what you did for us the other weekend?
So you can reach out to me at dave.kovar@kovars.com, or you can just go right to kovars.com and probably track me down that way.
You have some amazing products, and I highly recommend any educator, not just a martial artist, but any educator who's looking to expand their reach and impact for their clients and their students to check out Master Dave Kovar's content at kovars.com. And, sir, thank you so much for your time again. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure as well. Thanks for having me on, sir.
You bring me to my knees.